Finally today, this is public radio, so we all know this, right?
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But on the 12th floor of the Acme building, one man is trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
Well, here's another brilliant take on those epic noir detective movies. It's a series of graphic novels drawn in comic book style called Black Sad. Here's the world's William Troop to tell us all about it.
The hero in Black Sad is not your typical private eye. The name is John Black Sad, and he is a black cat. In fact, all the characters in the series are animals who behave like humans. And the plot lines, they're straight out of some movie set in the 1940s or 50s.
How'd you get mixed up with these cookies? What's the connection?
That's easy to explain. Black Sad creators Juan Diaz-Canales and Juanjo Guarnido, who met years ago in Spain, are both avid fans of film noir.
I gave you some dough to find her.
Well, keep your shirt on.
Where you got her?
I haven't got her, you nitwit!
That's the sort of dialogue you get from Black Sad, too. Juan Diaz-Canales came up with the original idea to turn film noir into anthropomorphic comics, and he writes the storylines. The setting is always the United States back in the 1950s, but the crazy thing is Diaz-Canales has never actually been to the U.S., and yet he feels he knows the period pretty darn well. On Skype from Madrid, he tells me that 1950s America is an era and a culture that he and Guarnido are very familiar with, because they've been absorbing it since they were kids through American movies. Back in the 70s and 80s, Spain wasn't producing much of its own TV, so there was a lot of classic Hollywood fare in primetime, which is how a couple of Spanish kids wound up in a joint like this. I mean, that's how they became fans of noir flicks, like The Maltese Falcon, starring Humphrey Bogart as Detective Sam Spade.
We've got to have a fall guy. The police have got to have a victim, somebody they can pin those three murders on.
Three, but it is only two, because Thursby certainly killed your partner.
All right, only two then. What difference does it make? The point is, we've got...
The point is, it's still a big jump from Bogart to Black Sad, the black cat detective. So why exactly did Diaz-Canales dream up a film noir world where all the characters are animals?
I can give you Juan's answer, actually.
That's Juanjo Guarnido. He's the one who draws the Black Sad stories.
It was a narrative experiment to mix a noir story, which is very modern, and the fable, which is as old as human oral tradition. It's even prior to writing.
And fables always feature animals. So for Black Sad, Guarnido says he and Diaz-Canales choose which animals go with which characters based on the traits each animal is associated with in popular culture.
Like the fox, he's intelligent, the wolf is cruel and ruthless, the pig is stupid, or the monkey is envious.
And then there's Black Sad himself, the cool black cat.
The cat is elegant, independent, intelligent, has acute senses. Well, Black Sad as a cat works almost like a superhero.
Having nine lives doesn't hurt either. That's something every film noir detective could use.
I caught the blackjack right behind my ear. A black pool opened up at my feet. I dived in. It had no bottom.
Before Black Sad, Guarnido did his drawing for Disney, working on big-screen animation projects like Tarzan and Atlantis. But his heart was always in comics, and he says Black Sad is a perfect match for him.
Actually, I have there everything I want to draw. Animals, action, guns, girls, babes, you know, everything suits me.
By the way, some of those babes are definitely risque. The latest installment of Black Sad came out here in the U.S. this fall. It's called Amarillo. For the world, I'm William Troop.
You can see what Black Sad and some of its pals look like in these vivid watercolor drawings. We've got some great pictures at PRI.org.